This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
What a great, well, okay, let me start off the right way, okay? Our hearts and prayers go out to those people that were affected by the train accident this morning. And I just, you know, I can't imagine. You talk about New England or the East Coast, however you want to call it out. I mean, the trains are a very important part of transportation back there, getting people back and forth to work. Seriously. So, yeah, again, if you know somebody, if you're a praying person, because, you know, I like to insult everybody equally. If you're a praying person, then, you know, let's pray for these people and pray for their families. If you don't believe in prayer and you're one of those people that believes in, good vibes, then let's send good vibes their way. Let's make sure that, we like to see, hate to see accidents like this. Love to see people being able to walk away from them, be okay, and everything be fine. So anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. A lot of stuff going on today. One of the things that caught my eye, and I wasn't able to, today was a kind of a busy day for me, but I wasn't able to really sit down and listen to it all the way through. But President Obama on CNN had everybody with me, hallelujah, right? Thank God. His last town hall meeting. What do you think of that? So I want to play a couple of clips from it. Because I probably will play it a couple times during the night. Because I'm going to have some guests on. You know, I'm going to deal with some other issues. Michael Hausman will join us in the third hour. He usually does. But I couldn't believe, you know, some of the questions he was asking and some of the ways in which he responded. Again, I shouldn't, it doesn't sound right when I say, I don't believe the way he answered. I always believe the way the president answers. Always. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, he was asked about radical Islam. Let's hear what he had to say about it.
Hi, Mr. President. As a Gold Star mother, my son gave his life for acts of terrorism. Do you still believe that the acts of terrorism are done with a self-proclaimed Islamic religious motives? And if you do, why do you still refuse to use the term Islamic terrorist?
Well, first of all, I want to thank your son, obviously, for his service. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with Gold Star moms, as does Michelle. And it's always one of the most profound things we do in office is just spending time with families and hearing about not just the sacrifice.
Okay, no throwing up here, okay?
But also the incredible life and patriotism and talent that these men and women.
Now, for any of you who've done public speaking or you've been put in forums, you've been put in debates, I have done all of those. When you start talking around an issue, when you start talking about how, these things always come up on a regular basis, he's trying to find an answer. He is looking around. He knows this is being televised. He's trying to figure out how to work with this. He's lost, but this is not new.
Live their lives with. you know, the truth of the matter is that this is an issue that has been sort of manufactured, because there is no...
It's been manufactured? Seriously. So what he's telling us is that we're all a bunch of idiots, or at least the people on the right, we're all a bunch of idiots, and we've manufactured terrorism. Now, it just so happens in this case, it's radical Islamic terrorists, but we've manufactured terrorism. Can somebody please find me the crack pipe he's using?
No doubt, and I've said repeatedly that where we see terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda or ISIL, they have perverted and distorted and tried to claim the mantle of Islam for an excuse for basically barbarism.
He's saying, and I understand what he's saying, but he's wrong. See, here's the thing. I understand that people hijack. I don't care whether it's religions, causes, you know, we've seen it happen a million times, right? And I would agree with him, except that where is the bulk of the Islamic community against these people? Where's the bulk of the community out there screaming, pounding on, beating on this group that has hijacked their religion? You can't blame it on just ISIL and Al-Qaeda or ISIS or whatever the names of these groups are. And that's what he's trying to do. He's setting up a foundation to make an excuse.
And death. These are people who kill children, kill Muslims.
Okay, we know that.
Take sex slaves.
Yes, we know that.
There's no religious rationale that would justify in any way any of the things that they do. But what I have been careful about when I describe these issues is to make sure that we do not lump these murderers into the billion Muslims that exist around the world, including in this country.
Why not? You do it to Christians. You do it to my people all the time. You have one nut job that runs out one. And what does this happen? Once a year? Once every other year, we have one nut job, and he doesn't even yell around going, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to blow this place up. You got one nut job that shows up at a Planned Parenthood, starts shooting the place up because he's a Christian and killing is wrong, shows you he's whacked to begin with, and you, Mr. President, and people like you have tagged all of Christianity that way. It's a double standard, and it's wrong. Hopefully, when Kathy Barnett joins us after the break, she can calm me down. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Yes, we are sir, back. I'm Cuban Pete. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head over to your website. And I want to thank, I want to thank the listeners in Salem. You guys are great. I really appreciate it. I got some station manager sent me a, we don't call each other anymore, right? Now we text, tweet, or send an email to each other. God forbid we should have to listen to each other's voices. The station manager tells me that we're doing great there. You people are loving the show. And I do, you know, it doesn't hurt to pick up the phone and say, hey, two more hours wouldn't kill you. Anyway, I do appreciate you guys, and I appreciate the positive remarks that you're making about the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 if you want to chime in, 855-732-5563. And again, do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Kathy Burnett will join us at some point in time here. We're just, when she calls in, we'll get her on. So, but let me get back to the town hall, because this has been the topic of conversation most of the day today. And I know the only people, not beat on it, but just swooning over how great Mr. Oblamo is the left. They let him get away with so much. I want to say hi to Don from Texas and Shelly from Colorado, Chris from Colorado, too. Wow, two from Colorado. Great. I got two listeners in Colorado. Great. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for joining the show. Always excited when you let me know where you're from. Really. I got where's my Boston listeners, though? Seriously. So the conversation on the internet today is all about, again, how Mr. Obama, from the left anyway, Mr. Obama had his town hall and how great it was and how he answers questions directly. I don't know where he did that, but apparently they say he did. So let's hear some more of this, because I do want to talk about this tonight. I do want to talk about how we let him get away with this. There shouldn't be a positive comment, pretty much, I'll say pretty much, because he did say a couple of things I appreciated. I don't know why all of a sudden it came out of his mouth, but he did say a couple of things I appreciated. So in this clip, he's talking about, somebody's asked him why he refused it. Not somebody, a mother who lost her son wants to know why the president refuses to use the word radical Islamic terrorist. Now, he'll call a Christian who shoots up Planned Parenthood a terrorist.
Who are peaceful, who...
Now, what he said, if you weren't here earlier, is it hurts the Muslims living around, the peaceful Muslims around the world, the ones living here, that don't subscribe to this. My argument, my complaint has been, even with my Muslim friends when I talk with them or have them on the air, is this. Why aren't you up in arms? Why isn't there a protest going on by the Muslim community every day of the week when stuff like this happens? It's not us. It's not what we do. It's not what we believe in. Why?
Are responsible, who in this country are our fellow troops and police officers and firefighters and teachers and neighbors and friends.
Okay, let me interrupt him again, because, you know, I like doing that kind of thing. And I don't want to go sideways on this a little bit. Can we have a real talk? Can we be honest with each other? We all know Christians, Catholics, Jews. Let's just stay with the mainstream for now, if you would. Okay, and Muslims. I don't know anywhere near as many Muslims as I do others. All right? I've got friends who claim Christianity. They go to church twice a year. They go to church on Resurrection Sunday and Christmas. And they consider themselves Christians. I'm not going to judge any of these people as to what they are or aren't. Right? Couldn't find a scripture if you told them where to find it. And then I have my Catholic friends. Okay, same thing with them. And they go to church on, I think it's, they have a couple more days they like have to go. Ash Wednesday is one of them. You see them with the dot in their forehead, right? That's the ash from Ash Wednesday. You see them on Christmas Day and Resurrection Day, commonly referred to as Easter, right? So they got to go those days. So, again, another group of people who probably couldn't find, not all Catholics, remember, that's not what I'm saying, there's a group of them, as I said in the beginning, couldn't find a scripture if you opened it up to the page and handed it to them. And a lot of scripture that we use on a regular basis, it's the first time they've heard it. And it's the same thing with Jews. I have friends of mine that go to synagogue once a year. And so they don't practice their religion, if you would. They don't practice what they claim to believe. It's probably something that grandma was and grandpa was and auntie was or whatever, and that's why they are what they are or they believe to be. And again, I'm not judging them. I'm simply making a statement of fact here. I believe that Muslims are the same way. You don't have a billion people in an organization and tell me that every one of them adhered to every word that's in their scripture. I just don't buy it. I know Muslims that are Muslims because they were born Muslim. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to. Joe Messina doesn't want to paint with a broad brush and say every single Muslim is a terrorist. Every single Muslim will bow down and kill the infidel. I have, my wife will tell you, we have Christian friends that don't believe what the Bible says. They believe bits and pieces of it. They pick and choose, but they don't believe totally. I don't know how, I don't know. Anyway. But you see, so I believe the same thing about the Muslim community. I think there's many Muslims that are Muslim by birth, Muslim by tradition, but don't fall into every single line of what their book says.
And what I learned from listening to some of these Muslim families, both in the United States and overseas, is that when you start calling these organizations Islamic terrorists, the way it's heard, the way it's received by our friends and allies around the world is that somehow Islam is terroristic. And that then makes them feel as if they're under attack.
Well, maybe they need to fix their receiving receptors, huh? What do you think? I mean, just see, this is where that whole PC garbage comes from. It makes somebody feel bad. Well, it makes me feel bad. When you start blaming Christians in a broad brush for the acts of a few idiots, I'm one of the first. And there's the difference. There's many of us on the Christian side that come out and go, no, that's not my God. I don't know what that guy was praying to. I don't know what he was believing. And some of you real ludicrous people who think that Hitler was a Christian and that's why he did what he did. God, I can never remember his name. The one that blew up in the Oklahoma bombing. I'm sure one of you smarties will throw it at me in a second. But even somebody said that he was a Christian. Why? Because his parents were churchgoers. That doesn't make you a Christian. Just because your parents go to synagogue doesn't make you a Jew. Just because your parents go to a mosque doesn't mean that you're a Muslim. But the part that bothered me the most about this is it will make them feel bad. So what, Mr. President? Maybe it will drive them to do, maybe Muslims in large groups need to go to these mosques that are preaching terrorism, okay? And maybe they need to pick at that mosque. Maybe they need to, there's that noise again. But that's how we make money. I'm Joe Mastrini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. I like this because it's like happy music in the middle of all this nasty stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved. I don't, you know, you don't have to call in, but, you know, there's a live Facebook feed. You can talk on there if you want to, or you can chat. Excuse me, not talk. You can chat there if you want to. I also got a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. Where, again, you can watch live, listen live, there's a whole bunch that you can do up there. And anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, I got a little that, when things pop up my screen, I have to go look at them for whatever reason. Anyhow, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. I want to get back to this. There's 3 hours of clips here, but obviously I'm not going to do them all. But the president, kind of, come on, everybody rejoice with me, right? I mean, seriously. He had his very last town hall meeting, and I don't care who you are, I don't care what camp you're in, that's going to make you feel good. I mean, it does to me anyhow. So let's see what do you got going. All right, so the let me hit this clip again. Hey, I'm hitting all the buttons here. Hold on, there we go.
In some cases, it makes it harder for us to get their cooperation in fighting terrorism.
So let me see, if we make countries that harbor terrorism feel bad about being part of harboring terrorism and being part of the group, we can't have relationships with them. We make it hard to have relationships with them. Makes sense to me, yeah.
So do I think that if somebody uses the phrase Islamic terrorism that it's a huge deal? No. There's no doubt that these folks think that and claim that they're speaking for Islam. But I don't want to validate what they do.
Do you know that? Here's what I validate what they do. The president and a few of the people around him are one of the few people that call ISIS ISIL. And by calling them ISIL, you are giving them a leg up. You're actually saying that they are a valid organization because it's what they want to be called. Notice he doesn't call them ISIS like everybody else does. Now, ISIL stands for the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Right? Terrorist group controlling a large piece of Iraq and Syria in which the terrorists claim to have established a caliphate. ISIL, on the other hand, stands for the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Now, the Levant, in its geographical sense, comprises the following political entities. The west part of Syria, Lebanon, west part of Jordan, Palestine, the Gaza Strip, Israel, and the Sinai. So he's giving them credit for being bigger, a bigger organization, having a larger caliphate, therefore giving them, in essence, more power. So seriously, I mean, he's making them, he's calling them what they want to be called. Why would you do that? Why would you give them more power than you need to give them? Why, in God's creation, would you give them any validity whatsoever? You know, if I was him, I'd go back to what he originally called them. Even though I know they're not, but just to tee them off. The JV team known as ISIS. The offshoot. The second string, if you would, from Al-Qaeda.
I don't want to... If you had an organization that was going around killing and blowing people up and said, we're on the vanguard of Christianity.
Wait a minute. You have got on Christians. I'm just sticking with the Planned Parenthood centers because that's where Christians have done some damage.
Well, I'm not, as a Christian, I'm not going to let them claim my religion.
You have. As a Christian, you've even talked about all the nasty things that Christians have done. You know, as a Christian, when somebody has, and again, I want to be clear about this. I haven't heard one Christian say or scream or talk about how great his God is as he's in shooting a place up. Not one. Now, I've heard him in interviews afterwards saying God doesn't want this. God didn't want this. God doesn't want abortion centers. But it's true. God doesn't want abortion centers. That's easy to prove from a biblical standpoint. But he's never said a man shot up a Planned Parenthood. He's always said that was a Christian that shot up Planned Parenthood. So which is it, Mr. President? I'm just kind of confused. I'm trying to take you at your word. It's kind of hard to take you at your word when your word's like a greased pig.
And say you're killing for Christ? I would say that's ridiculous. That's not what my religion stands for.
But you
call these folks what they are, which is...
He hasn't. He's being a hypocrite. He hasn't. When Christians have done damage, he's called them out for being Christians.
Killers and terrorists. And that's what we've been trying to do, is to make sure that, A, we don't validate their claims that somehow they speak for Islam, because they don't.
But you are by calling them ISIL.
And B, making sure that we do not make Muslims, who are well-meaning and are natural allies on this fight, because these groups are killing more Muslims than they're killing anybody else, make sure that they don't feel as if somehow this is some...
All right, but why are they killing Muslims? Right? I mean, when you get over there, they're not killing Muslims for not joining the team, if you would. In most cases, when they're killing them, it's because they know the Quran. They don't, and I'm not saying they don't know the Quran. According to the ISIS militant who's killing the other Muslim, it's because ISIS feels they don't know the Quran well enough. They don't believe in their religion well enough. They're doing things that are against their religious beliefs. So they're not randomly killing them just because they're Muslims. They're killing them because they don't know. They're not at the level they feel they need to be at. Christians are killing over there. And that's the other thing, too. Are the numbers different? Of course they are, because the Christians are outnumbered like 7-1. So what would you expect, even if you went to a village where where the numbers were real, right, 7-1, and they wiped out the whole village, you could still make that comment, and it sounds true. Yeah, well, they're killing more Muslims than they are Christians. So, duh. Really? Seriously? That's like going into Chicago's inner city and talking about the weekend massacres, the killings, and saying, yep, more blacks have been shot than whites. Well, no kidding. Because the population is much more black. The demographic is much more black. Of course they're going to kill more blacks. So this is such... He's not talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's also talking out of the top of his nose and both of his ears at the same time.
Contest between the West and Islam. And you know, I think that... I'll just be honest with you.
No, please lie
to me. The danger is where we get...
How many of you think... This is a side note question again. How many of you think that... when somebody says, well, let me be honest with you, or do you want me to be honest with you, that they're about ready to lie? I mean, once somebody says that to me, it doesn't put me at ease. It actually makes me pay attention more. I want to know more why you said that.
You know, I think that... I'll just be honest with you.
Please.
The danger is where
why start
we
now?
Get loose in this language, particularly when a president or people aspiring to get become president...
Ooh, I wonder who he's talking about.
Get loose with this language. You can see in some of the language that we've...
I wish you could see the picture I have up on the screen, because it is... the mother's looking at him. I don't know if it was just bad timing on the camera. Like, you know, will you just shut up? I mean, she does not look like she's buying this.
In talking about Muslim Americans here and the notion that somehow we'd start having religious tests and who can come in the country and who's investing.
See, why do you buy that? And you guys on the left, if you buy that, you're just as dishonest. Yeah, you ready for this? This is going to make some of my people crazy. You're just as dishonest as he is. I don't know of any candidate, anybody from my side who's ever talked about a religious test to get into this country. If you're coming from a war-torn area, if you're coming from an area that's promoting the beheading of Christians... Oh, we'll hit this on the other side of the break. You know where I'm going with this. But this is the lies you're allowing this guy to put out. How he... You know what? The only way he can keep such a high approval rating is that the majority of us are ignorant. We'll be right back.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. This is Listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can see I have a large Christian contingent or believer contingent on the Facebook feed. If you want to get involved in the conversation, again, just head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. And you've been getting involved in the conversation, like I said, either in the live chat room or on a live Facebook feed. You know, when it comes to the things about these Christian leaders, I've said this for a long time. We are so easy to take. Now, to my Christian friends, understand that there's a boatload of denominations that we have within our own group. So I'm not going to say any one of you is right or wrong. There are some of you, as far as I'm concerned, that are really whack, but that's my personal opinion. But somebody made the comment that the president, since he's got there, has not gone to church. And for the most part, that's true for the most part. When Mrs. Obama was asked about this, and she was asked about this by one of the Christian news outlets, her first comment was, we need downtime. We need time together as a family. And I don't care whether it was Mrs. Obama or Mrs. Bush or Mrs. Clinton or Mrs. Nixon. Wouldn't matter to me what party, what president, or what have you. If you claim to be a Christian and you say the reason you don't go to church on Sunday, when you're in his kind of position, is because it's the only time you have family time, I would say, bull. Yes, and I'd probably find the Latin for the word bull, and I'd use the word bull. Because it is family day. It's God's family day. You don't get much closer than your God family if you're really a Christian. Now, you spend time with your blood family, obviously, your immediate family. Sunday for my family was always family day, which started off... Anybody? Anybody? Right. At church. It started off going to church and being with my godly family. That's what I did. And it doesn't make me better than you, doesn't make me smarter than you, doesn't make me more spiritual than you. That's not the point. The point is we taught our kids that Sunday was family day. It's the beginning of the week. You start the week off with God. You start the week off with your family on a solid foundation. And then you move along. Then you go through your rest of the week, right? So I call bull on that you don't go to church because you need more family time. You know, because the president's a busy guy during the week. I got that. But then you turn that around. Let's push that a little bit more. And then she says, later on in the interview, they don't like to be a distraction at church. I mean, I get it. You know, the five Secret Service agents or ten, whatever it is, you know, they come in. They come in as a family. People see them. I got all that. But you know what? Most other presidents did it. Most other presidents were able to go to church without it being a big deal. People get used to it. Got 4 years to settle in. And I know you don't have to go to church to worship God. So don't send me those emails. When I talk like this, I get the emails that go, you know, Joe, you don't have to go to church to worship God. You're right. I'm not going to get all theological on you, but there's some kind of scripture about forsaking the gathering together. Iron sharpening iron. You know, one of the reasons we get together, go together, right, is to get taught, to get fed, if you would. And the other thing I love about this, too, is when he is comparing. Now, I don't know Islam. I don't know the Islamic religion. I don't. Now, I did have a pastor once that, I don't know what it was, 8-9 weeks or so, he taught on Islam in the church, not to convert anybody, obviously. Let's not be a doofus about this. But he was giving us some basics about what they believe. And it was more so to reach out to them, to get to know them better. Because you don't walk up to people, stick your finger in their face, and go, hey, you know what? You don't know Jesus? You're going to hell. That works, doesn't it? But he was just trying to teach us about it. And this is why it's just kind of like, you've got to understand, and I won't say you've got to understand who the enemy is, but you've got to understand the people you're trying to interact with. So, I mean, it's just, to me, it's amazing. So we put these presidents, we put these people on a pedestal. She comes out and says that the reason, because they make a scene or they're a distraction, it's okay. The distraction's not on you, lady. Because when you, some of you aren't going to like this. Here's my thought. When they walk in the door and they go to church, they're no longer number one, are they? They're no longer the most powerful person on the planet. They really aren't anyway, but that's beside the point. All of a sudden, the glory has to go to a power bigger than them. All of a sudden, they've got to humble themselves to somebody else, to a power bigger than them. I mean, when you're full of pride, that's a hard thing to do. And listen, you holier than thou guys, some of you in the chat, in the Facebook room or chat room, right? You could be holier than thou. All by yourself. Seriously. We've all been there. We've all done stupid things. I get it. So you know I'm right, though. We can get full of ourselves. Look at my business. My business is full of Christian friends, guys that I know that profess to be a Christian, and they do a whole bunch of unchristian type of things to get ahead. which is probably why I'm still in the cave. I don't want to step on anybody's head. So it's the same thing with El Presidente. When he's going to these things, when they're going to church, the church is not about him. She needs to figure out the church is not about her and her family. The church is about God and what God's got in mind. So, I don't know. I mean, right? Humble yourself before God. How about that? Works for me. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Let's just finish up real quick with some of his closing words on that particular item. And I may hit a couple more of these tonight because you can see how much conversation they spark. And we should. We should be well aware where he's coming from, even though he's gone. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he's going, is tomorrow the 1st or the next day the 1st? Because he said he's cleared his, think about it, unless he's lying, he has cleared his schedule for October to campaign for Mrs. Clinton. Does that mean that we don't have to pay him? Is he taking vacation days? Anybody know? Not that he hasn't already had enough. I wonder if he has to take his vacation days the same way we do. What do you think? And by the way, a couple things before we get too far into this. Coffee cup on the, I think it's on the Facebook page. You can also send me an email if you want one, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com, $25 coffee cup. Your coffee will never taste better than that coffee cup. It, the majority of the money goes to paying for the cup. The rest of it goes to help support the show. So I do appreciate the time that you spend looking through that stuff. I got water bottles coming. Yeah, I know. What do they call those things? All the little games and things that that I have that I put out there that you can help keep the show on the air. That's number one. The also, you know, we have, and I'm going to have him back on the show here shortly, but David Fisher joins me on a regular basis. David is our... is our gold guy, our sponsor. Yeah, he loves the show. He loves what I'm doing. Give him a call, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. That's LandmarkGold.com or Landmark Capital is the name of the company. They have, first and foremost, if you qualify, and you don't have to be, you don't have to be Trump to qualify here, he's going to give you, he's going to give my callers a silver Morgan coin. All right, you got to tell him you heard it on the real side, silver Morgan coin. And he's also going to send you the coming bail-in. It's a two-page document. I hope to God you guys can read two pages. And we've talked about this issue. You know, I don't know if you heard today, but Deutsche Bank's having some real problems. Now, I've had this guy on the show before, and he has called that Deutsche Bank was going to take a nosedive because they were in a lot of financial trouble. They were upside down financially, and they couldn't keep it up. Well, guess what? It is starting to fall. And Deutsche Bank is really today, our market started to tumble today because of what was going on with Deutsche Bank. So this guy, in the year I've known him, a little over a year I've known him, he's a good guy, easy to deal with, not a hard sell. Matter of fact, I'd be surprised if he even tries to sell you on the first call. 844-715-7311. Call from the real side. You're looking for that Morgan silver coin. So anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And that's what you got to do. You got to deal with guys or people or companies that you know and trust. They come to you highly recommended. Yeah, when you go to your church, don't worry about being the being a distraction. I couldn't resist. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Michael Hausman will join us later on tonight, too. A lot of stuff coming up after the break. I still want to do a couple of these town hall things. I think they're that important. I really do. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Again, write this down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to call in and get involved in the conversation, you can head up to the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of stuff going on up there as well. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Go to the bathroom. Come on back. We're going to have a lot of fun on the other side of the break.